Really good afternoon. You well?
Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
Can I just ask you, four games to go, how much of a glimmer have you now got thanks to that win at Sheffield United?
It's game by game at this moment in time. Like I've said since the beginning, just give us one opportunity to fight for something. You know, that's all we need. That's why we spend so much energy every single day in trying to get this team to the best possible level. And it feels like that on Saturday. So it's just for us one game that gives us an opportunity, and that's enough for us.
What does it do for the mood around the place when you can look back on a win?
Yeah, it's good because we've been so close for a while now. So it's always, in the end, that's the reward for the work you do. But I think it didn't take too long. For us, it was good on Saturday. You get to celebrate a little bit and definitely have to do that. But on the Monday, you then build into what is a really important week.
How do you analyse the situation now at the bottom after what Everton did last night? It's looking like two from yourselves, yeah. Luton and Forest.
In all honesty, I don't analyse the situation at the bottom as per se. You know, for me, I analyse what we need to do for the next game, and I know we still have a chance. That's all that matters for me. And whether it's one or two teams or three teams, that's not too much my concern at the moment. I fully understand that every weekend can bring such a shift. And I'd like it to keep tilting our way, of course.
And now to Manchester United.
How much are you looking forward to going to Manchester United?
So I'm going to get this question for the rest of my life. it's a meaningful game. It's been a meaningful game for many years in my life. But it's really about Burnley and Burnley facing United on the day. And it's for this club that I really want to be successful there on Saturday.
How much does it do for your own morale and your own confidence when you're going back to a stadium where you had so many good memories, I'm guessing, as a player?
Different eras as well, different teams, different players. I get it. Like, for me, just the fact that you've been there so many times, obviously as a manager, you do keep that experience that you had as a player. But it's not the case for my players, so I have to somehow transfer something into them so that they feel like this is a game that they belong to play in, and that they have a chance to win as well.
Did you see the game last night, United against Sheffield?
Yeah, yes, I did. It's my job. Some would argue it's my job.
What did you think of the United display?
I think I watched it in a neutral way. They have some very clear strengths. It's a team that has got some high quality players in the final third. They do score goals because of it. They've had struggles with injuries, so it changes a little bit the makeup of the team. But look, when you play Man United, you play a top team in this country, and I think you should appreciate the challenge, but embrace it. Like I often say, you have to embrace this challenge.
How much are you encouraged by the fact that
Sheffield United, who are struggling right at the bottom, still managed to go ahead twice in that game?
No, it doesn't affect me too much. The game could have gone in any other way, shape, or form. I try and see what we can do. In the way we do things, but I have to be honest, it's been a long season with a variety of challenges, but I do feel at the start of every game with the team we have that we have a chance to do something, and to have the opportunity to coach a team and say that when you're in your first year in the Premier League, for us, in terms of especially the players we have in the squad, that's something always exciting, I find.
How vulnerable are they at the moment? They seem to have a lot of injuries. Eric's had a really difficult, challenging season there. Just how vulnerable are they, in your opinion?
I don't know about that. For me, like I said, I get it. You know, I'm actually learning on the job this thing, but because I've been through it now, I understand when we didn't have that in the Championship too much, but when you're in the Premier League, the questions when you play against the big four clubs or the big five clubs, it's nearly all in relation to their actuality, but their actuality doesn't really bother me. It's what we do. It's what Burnley does well and what Burnley need to improve on. That's the only thing that, that concerns me.
Finally for me, can I ask you about referees? A lot of debate last weekend about referees' integrity after what happened with Nottingham Forest. You've obviously made certain comments that I know you've expressed regret about regarding Darren England. How important is it over the next four games that you have to really keep your emotions in check when it comes to dealing with referees?
Yeah, I think I was very clear about that on the day itself, and the words that I used, especially mentioning the word cheat and you know, questioning the integrity of the referees. I said in a very, very honest way that that doesn't reflect what I actually think. So to me, it's important to state that I really believe in the integrity of the referees in this country. I actually also believe in the fact that because they've set such high standards over the years, you know, at times when you go through a difficult patch, it just stands out a little bit, you know. But my comments, you know, that's why I apologize. That's why I kind of, you know, but yeah, when the mist comes down in terms of what you're trying to say, yes, of course, I my goal is to be with the team, is not to get involved with anything other than the performance of my team.
How difficult, for example, might it be if Darren England is given one of your remaining games again?
It's one of those things, I guess. I think all these kind of, I understand the context what you say, but I think they're part of a bigger discussion. You know, because like I say, I don't think you can fault the integrity of an individual. Not in this league, no way. But you can surely avoid certain discussions. You know, but yeah, that's my bit on it, and that's it.
So your relationship with him is fine going forward?
Yeah, of course. I'm sure he's a great man. He's a great guy. I don't have, you know. And if Luton were in the top five, then, you know, it would absolutely, nothing would matter. You know, it's just, like I said, my thing on it is more that I want to be explicitly, you know, clear on the fact that their integrity is should never be questioned, and the fact that I got a sanction after doing so, even if it wasn't like an intentional type comment, you know, but after doing so, it's completely right. How we then navigate sensitivities, I think that's also a fair question to discuss with the powers that be.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
Stuart
KLP. Hi, Vincent. Okay.
Hi there.
I'm sure it's probably not the season that Manchester United wanted, but I wonder, is Old Trafford still a sort of standout fixture for players and for you?
It is. It always will be. You know, their history will always command that. So, but then it's the type of games that you want to play, of course, and therefore, I think everyone in this league is always looking forward to playing against the top teams, you know, and United is one of those teams.
And the run you've been on, I think one defeat from seven. I just wonder what the key to that turnaround has been, or whether it was one moment in one game or one incident or something that has really sparked this runoff.
No, just consistency, hard work. Making sure that you don't allow the noise to look, we haven't found the recipe for, let's be honest here, to get in the Champions League places yet. But I think the universal recipe that I've always said is that the consistency will make your team improve. And we have a team with still margin to improve. You see it in training. Hopefully it'll keep coming out in games. But the biggest thing is just consistency. It's a very calm club. We've been allowed to work. We've been putting in the hours to improve the players, to improve ourselves as well as staff. And so why should we doubt that is possible to do that?
But what does that run of consistency do for the belief of the players that, yeah, we belong at this level and we want to stay there? We want to make sure we stay there.
Yeah, I think it gives them a point of reference as to put performances into context sometimes, because the way you feel after you've made either a mistake or lost a game or cost your team points, you know, these type of feelings might put you lower than you actually are. And so it's important that when I say inconsistencies, you give them a context as to why it is happening and how they can improve it, so the solutions as well. And then you back them. You back them when nobody backs them, nobody supports them, nobody believes in them. You believe in them more than they believe in themselves sometimes. It's part of the job. Thank you.
In this recent good run that you've had, have you seen an uplift in the mood in the camp here?
It's one of the most bizarre things I've witnessed this season. I think we're that's what's been really good. We've had very few times where we've been in a low mood place, which if you go through the history of this season, is for me is pretty special. And so to say that the mood is good, yes, of course, but in very few occasions have we had like defeated mentality, attitude, vibe within the club. It's just not existed. It's not since I've been here, at least since day one.
The United are now languishing in sixth place. They've lost 12 league games this season. As a former City captain, City legend, is that something you take pleasure in? Seeing
their pleasure? Struggle?
Yeah. In
their no. Come on. On the other side is a manager that I have a lot of respect for, that I know the quality of, that I've faced and seen in different leagues, you know. So he was at Ajax, and I was in Belgium at Anderlecht, and I've seen the quality of his teams and what they've been doing. So on the contrary, it's there's a form of respect there, and but there's I'm more about our business. I'm of course still happy, and I can't hide it if see it as well. But then my whole world exists of Burnley and what we can achieve.
You as a player picked up some good wins over there, especially the 6-1. Have you got a favourite memory of the being playing at Old Trafford?
I want to build memories as a manager at Old Trafford, so. I'll put the playing memories aside for now.
And 3 points adrift with 4 games to go. Sir Alex Ferguson coined a phrase, squeaky bum time. Is that how you're feeling at the moment?
Well, I think there are people going through it, doing that and feeling that. But I think he was speaking about others than himself. And in terms of squeaky bum, you know, I can't imagine him being stressed that much in those. I think he was loving those moments, and that's been my experience as well. I think it just brings something out of people, a place, individuals. You just find out so much about them. So I personally, I like it, and still 4 games to play. So I hope it can continue until I want even more pressure on this team. I want it to go down to the wire if possible.
Is there time to de-stress? Are you able to take time out, not think about the job?
No, I always think about the job. So that sort of time, very difficult, especially at this point of the season. But stress, I'm lucky that I don't have too much. I've never had to suffer too much from stress, so that's inherited from the father or the mother, I don't know, but I've been lucky with that.
Thanks, Shemaine.
Vincent, at this stage of the season, top and bottom of the Premier League, your experience as a player, is this where you get unpredictable results, do you think?
Yeah, and my experience is very similar, really similar. The only thing, like I said, is when you're at the bottom of the league, obviously a win has such a big impact. Whereas when you're at the fighting at the top, it's winning is the minimum, you know, and that's the big difference. But other than that, the experience is the same. You can't really focus on the other teams and what they're doing. You've got to focus on your own team. You've got to believe that until the last moment something can happen, because, you know, like you said, it's unpredictable, so literally anything can happen. And therefore it's even more important to make almost your performance predictable, your arrival into a game predictable, and very similar.
You've been away at Chelsea, you played really well. You went to Villa, didn't you, at the start of the year, played really well. Are there examples that encourage you that you can go away to these big clubs and perform? You were close to results, for example, in both those matches, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a glass half full situation this year. I've got a repertoire of games that can give me plenty of confidence of how we did really well at some tough places. But what we've lacked a little bit is that three-pointer, you know, and those type of results. So we've had some good experiences, but I'd like to push it again. You know, I'd like the team to hopefully make that next step. And I say it with all respect to United, because it is a tough game. But whether it's United or another team in the next few weeks, I do want us to make that step.
United, Newcastle, and Tottenham in three of your next final four. Would it surprise you if you went through the entire season without getting a result against one of those traditional big clubs? Would that be a surprise if you didn't do that?
I've not even thought about it that way. In my thing is there's four games in front of us. I believe we can get a result in every game.
And you do have one or two players who have been there in the past with Burnley to Old Trafford and got results. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that is a good thing. Is that a good example to the other players that you've got players in your squad that have been there previously and done it?
Maybe. I would hope that at this stage of the season, because we don't need to overthink anything, we just need to have a go and go all out. And we know on if both teams are having a good day, United is normally a better team than us. But it's fairly simple for us. We need to have a go, and we need to hope for things to go a little bit our way. And then in that case, having played or not played, I hope they all have at least a belief.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. That's Gusto to Matt Scrafford from the Express.
Hi. You said Lyle Foster was touch and go for that Sheffield United game, and they came off with a bit of knock. How's he been doing this week?
Yeah, fine.
Fine. And Murch as well. He seemed to be struggling during that game. Is he okay?
All good.
And we talked about Luka Kolejosho last week, how he's getting closer. What's his situation now?
No change for now. No change.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll end with
Lemon
in the PM media.
So which version do you put? Yeah, do I need to? You can hold the mic for a bit longer if you want to.
Is there any other team news?
No, like if you ask me, I won't lie, but you've got to come up with the questions.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, this week the chairman came out and dismissed speculation linking you with other clubs. Do you hope and expect to be here next season? Do you see any reason why that would change?
Yeah, I never answer questions about my future. Ever.
Okay.
Never done in the past. Yeah. Won't do it in the future either. It's a decision I made on the very first day of my career. Okay.
But how important is it to you to get that sort of public support from the chairman?
I do not answer questions about my future. Let me answer about just one thing that is really important. We have four games. I work my socks off, you know, every single day. I don't want to be out of this moment, what we're living now. It's too important to me. So no distractions, only Burnley. Well, how many years have I got on my contract?
100, I think, you signed.
Whatever amount of years, and I no other thinking, you know, just try and do something special in the next few weeks if possible.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.